By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله But dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah عز وجل I'm excited to be welcoming you back to another morning with Madani Channel, another morning of rise and shine. Yes, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is what rise and shine is all about. It's all about counting our blessings, counting, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, the little blessings which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. Yes, there's little blessings, there's big. Well, some would say there is no little blessing. If you think about it, in a way, every blessing is very, very big, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. But sometimes we would, in comparison to others, one could be little. For example, our eye would be a huge blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you may say, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, that an eyelash is a little blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although the eyelash itself is big. You know, without the eyelashes, imagine, this is just one example I'm giving of the eyes. Imagine, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we had no eyelashes. What would protect our eyes? Really? What would protect our eyes? No, our eyelashes do protect our eyes. If we were to swear or something, we'd have even our eyebrows. This is what they do. They protect our eyes, my dear viewers. It protects some sort of, either it could be our own sweat, it could be something else, from going into our eye, flowing into our eye. Now this is a huge blessing, but in comparison to the eye itself, it could be possibly considered a little blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But whatever the blessings are, and we can never truly count the blessings, because we have been told within the glorious Quran that if you were to attempt to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would never be able to truly enumerate these blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But my dear viewers, all the blessings we have, all the ones we know of, I woke up in the morning. I had the ability to get up. I had the ability to open my eyes. I can see. I can hear. Allahu Akbar. I have somebody with me, whether that be a spouse, whether that be our parents, whether that be our children, whether that be our brothers, our sisters. We have somebody in this world. We have our relatives with us in this world. These are huge blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have food. I have food that I am able to eat. Water I am able to quench my thirst with. These are all blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yes, this is what Rise and Shine is all about, my dear viewers. To count the blessings and to, yes, understand and to be appreciative, to appreciate the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us, each and every single one of them. And to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you, and you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those blessings, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you even more. So my dear viewers, let's thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, and say Alhamdulillah. This is one way of thanking Allah. Saying Alhamdulillah, saying Subhanallah, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a way of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, Ya Allah, thank you. You have given me so much in my life, each and every single day. Not a day has passed when I have gone hungry. Not a day has passed, Ya Allah, when I have, yes, you know, we sometimes feel thirsty, but it's not because we don't have water. Water is always available. Sometimes we're deciding as to which water to drink, which not to drink. Nowadays, we don't drink tap water. We want mineral water. But now we're even going further from mineral water. We want, you know, alkaline water. And Allahu Akbar, it just continues, my dear viewers. But thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, you know, never being truly thirsty. And I'm not speaking for one day, for two, 3 days, some people go without water. And yes, 3 days is like a maximum a person can go without clean water. You know, days, some people go without eating, or some people never get to eat to their full. A brother was telling me that he went during the month of Ramadan Sharif, that he went to give, to distribute some food, and he was distributing dates. He was distributing dates, my dear viewers. Those little fruits, yes, they're considered a fruit, they constitute a fruit. So those little fruits we have when we open our fast, or sometimes even whilst closing them, we'll have a few dates. These, my dear viewers, he went to distribute, to give these to the poor. And when these people, these brothers, these sisters, these mothers, these fathers, daughters, sons, Allahu Akbar, communities, these people, when they saw these dates, they were like, wow, is this meat? Is this what people call meat? Now, Allahu Akbar, to us, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, each and every single day, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, that we are able to sit down, that we have such a, you know, a nice place, we are comfortable. Allahu Akbar. As I was saying, my dear viewers, that they took a look at these dates, and they said that, is this meat? Is this what people call meat? Now, we eat meat each and nearly every day. Some people would eat it twice, thrice, four, five times a day. Yes, people who are training and they wish to build muscle, they'll eat meat, you know, so many times a day. Chicken or whatever it may be, they want their protein. But these people, they had a date and they're like, oh, this must be meat. Wow. Those people don't even know what meat is, which means what? That they've never had meat. And it also means they've never had a date. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, you know, it's one of those things which people only talk about. Like sometimes we hear about things. Even for us, there are some things we hear about. That the elite, they live in such a way. Or this they'll have. But you know, we're not surprised by them. Alhamdulillah, we have everything in our lives, my dear viewers. These people are thinking, is this meat? They've never even had meat. Possibly never seen meat. Allahu Akbar, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have been blessed so much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us so many blessings, so much mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has bestowed upon us so much ease, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. We truly must turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and every single day we must begin our day by thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, thank you for all the blessings you have given us. Yes, even the food. And sometimes we think, oh, you know, this is the food I'm eating. But imagine those brothers we were just talking about, who just this simple date, Allahu Akbar, they were mistaking that for meat. Meaning they've never had meat. And we're like, no, I don't like this sort of meat. Or this meat is hard. Or this is how it is. Allahu Akbar. Be thankful. Really, it's a lesson to me too. It's not just, you know, it's a lesson to me. My dear viewers, it's not that I'm just sitting here and I'm perfect myself. No. You teach whatever it may be. And I myself, I'm here to learn too. Some things which I say, sometimes I'm surprised myself. So just pondering over this one incident, I'm like, wow. Really, I was really like, wow, my dear viewers. And another, just to mention one more thing, I was sent a picture of, now, because many people were building wells, etc. And a brother, and I asked a brother in regards to a well, and he sent me a picture of, there was lots of, it was like hay, grass type, quite long grass. And then there was some water there. But this water, the color of this water, it was brown. It was brown. Why? Because it was filthy. It was dirty. It's not nice to say, but that was the state. It's like you have muddy water. This is exactly how it was. It was like muddy water. And there was some buckets there. And he sent me this picture. And first I was like, oh, wow, it didn't affect me as much. Why? Because I thought, I just wonder why he sent it. Because it has buckets, which means people are using it, but what are they using it for? Maybe they're just using it for, you know, some things, even to wash their clothes or something. You know, sometimes just water being used, Maybe it's that. But no, my dear viewers, this is the water they use for drinking. Yes, for drinking, this is the water they're using. For cooking the foods, this is the water they're using. For washing themselves, this is the water they're using. For anything which may require water, this is the water which they are using. And really, Allahu Akbar, I was just amazed and saddened at the same time. Saddened, my dear viewers. There are people like us who, without a problem, without even thinking of it, I didn't have it in my mind, but I have a cup of, but this is water, by the way, it's not tea. I have water in front of me without having to ask for it. Water's there. Allahu Akbar. And there are many people around the world who the only wish maybe just to have for once maybe in their lives clean water. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, yes, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must be happy, we must be satisfied, we must be appreciative, and we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my dear viewers, one way, another way of thanking Allah ta'ala is by acting upon or performing good deeds and refraining from sins. Let's begin this morning, inshallah, by listening to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. Now, this does come along with the Urdu translation, so please make good intentions. Why? Because the more good intentions you make, the more reward you shall gain, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
والذین كذبوا بآیاتنا واستكبروا عنها اولئك اصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون
اور جنہوں نے ہماری آیتیں جھٹلائیں اور ان کے مقابل تکبر کیا وہ دوزخی ہیں انہیں اس میں ہمیشہ رہنا
فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا أَوْ كَذَّبَ بِآيَاتِهِ
اس سے بڑھ کر ظالم کون جس نے اللہ پر جھوٹ باندھا یا اس کی آیتیں جھٹلائیں
اُولَئِكَ يَنَالُهُمْ نَصِيبُهُمْ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُنَا يَتَوَفَّوْنَهُمْ قَالُوا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ
انہیں ان کے نصیب کا لکھا پہنچے گا یہاں تک کہ جب ان کے پاس ہمارے بھیجے ہوئے ان کی جان نکالنے آئیں تو ان سے کہتے ہیں کہاں ہیں وہ جن کو تم اللہ کے سوا پوچھتے تھے
قالوا ضلوا عنا وشهدوا على انفسهم انهم كانوا كافرين
کہتے ہیں وہ ہم سے گم گئے اور اپنی جانوں پر آپ گواہی دیتے ہیں کہ وہ کافر تھے
قال ادخلوا في امم قد خلت من قبلكم من الجن والانس في النار كلما دخلت امة لعنت اختها
اللہ ان سے فرماتا ہے کہ تم سے پہلے جو اور جماعتیں جن اور آدمیوں کی آگ میں گئیں انہی میں جاؤ جب ایک گروہ داخل ہوتا ہے دوسرے پر لعنت کرتا ہے
حتی اذا ادارکوا فیہا جمیعا قالت اخراہم لئولاہم ربنا ہاؤلائی اضلونا ربنا فآتهم عذاباً ضعفاً من النار
یہاں تک کہ جب سب اس میں جا پڑے تو پچھلے پہلوں کو کہیں گے، اے رب ہمارے، انہوں نے ہم کو بہکایا تھا تو انہیں آگ کا دونا یعنی دگنا عذاب دے۔
قال لكل ضعف ولكن لا تعلمون،
فرمائے گا سب کو دونا ہے مگر تمہیں خبر نہیں۔
وقالت اولاهم لاخراهم فما كان لكم علينا من فضل فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكسبون،
اور پہلے پچھلوں سے کہیں گے تو تم کچھ ہم سے اچھے نہ رہے تو چکھو عذاب بدلہ اپنے کیے کا۔
ان الذين كذبوا بآياتنا واستكبروا عنها لا تفتح لهم ابواب السماء ولا يدخلون الجنه حتى يلج الجمل في سم الخياط،
جنہوں نے ہماری آیتیں جھٹلائیں اور ان کے مقابل تکبر کیا، ان کے لیے آسمان کے دروازے نہ کھولے جائیں گے اور نہ وہ جنت میں داخل ہوں جب تک سوئی کے ناکے اونٹ نہ داخل ہو۔
وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ،
اور مجرموں کو ہم ایسا ہی بدلہ دیتے ہیں۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم۔ دی ویوز آف مدر چینل، الحمدللہ عز و جل، یو آر واچنگ رائز اینڈ شائن دس مارننگ، ماشاء اللہ۔ دی ویوز آف مدر چینل، ٹوڈے ایز یوزول وی ڈو ہیو اے نیو ٹاپک، ویل آلسو ہیو آور ڈیلی ریمائنڈر، اے ڈیلی حدیث شریف ان شاء اللہ عز و جل۔ بٹ بفور وی ڈو گو آن ٹو دیٹ، بفور وی ڈو گو آن ٹو آور ٹاپک، وی ڈو ہیو اے نعت شریف۔ دی ویوز آف مدر چینل، لیٹس موو آن ٹو دی نعت شریف آف دی گریٹسٹ آف آل آف مینکائنڈ، ٹرولی the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa, the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam. Let's listen to the Naat Sharif. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam.
تمری کون سنے گا، کر تم نہ کرو گے تو کرم
کھڑا در پر سرا پائے
پہ جا مولا رسول اللہ غلام کم تری ادنا گدا مولا رسول اللہ میرا حال زبوں محتاج ہے چشمے میرا حال زبوں محتاج ہے چشمے عنایت کا پریشان گرفتار بلا ہوں یا رسول اللہ کھڑا در پر سرا رسول اللہ غلام کم تری ادنا گدا مولا رسول اللہ مجھے چوری مدینے کی بہت دے دے بے چین رکھتی ہے مجھے ساجد نام کا گا ساجد میں بن جاؤں میں ساجد نام کا گا ساجد میں بن جاؤں تہی دام لیے کب سے کھڑا یا رسول اللہ کھڑا در پر سرا پائے پہ جا مولا رسول اللہ غلام کم تری ادنا گدا مولا رسول اللہ
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madari Channel, today's topic, marriage. It is the season, as they say, for marriage. Many people are being married. Marriage, my dear viewers, you know, 6-week holidays, every weekend we have a marriage. And there are many things to be learned in regards to marriage. So we can speak about parents. Yes, parents of those who are to be married. Very important. More importantly, those individuals who themselves will be getting married. And it's not only about will be getting married, those who already are married. And it could even be for youngsters. It could even be for youngsters that when I grow up, what things am I going to look for in a marriage? When I grow up, or my elder brothers or sisters may be getting married, what advice can I give to them? What can I give to them, inshallah, depending on our time and levels of Ramadan, inshallah, we shall speak about a few things. Firstly, parents. It is very important. Parents play a huge role in marriages. Yes, of course. They're the parents. You raise a child. You raise a child and you love a child. You spoil the child, meaning you give the child everything, anything it wishes to keep your child, your baby happy. A mother or father would see that the child is crying, but yet they would do anything. The child can't speak, can it? But they do anything. They'll think, you know, and one person said to me that the first thing you do is you see, you know, are they hungry? If they are not hungry, then the second thing you do is, I think, their nappy is what you'll check. Or the third thing is a stomach ache. I don't know if this is correct or how correct it is. This is what one person said to me, that there's a way of going about it. Yes, a child can't speak, but these are probably professionals, you would say. That they say the first thing, if a child is crying, the first thing you look at is the child hungry. Because the child will cry as soon as it's hungry, or he or she is hungry. It sometimes sounds a bit strange, doesn't it? So the first thing you do is you'll check, are they hungry? You know, do they require some sort of milk? No? Okay, then you'll check their nappy. No? Okay, that means they've got a stomachache. You'll rub their stomach. Have they got a stomachache? And, you know, there's some sort of way or form of doing so. But the parents, they're always worried. As soon as the baby's crying, they're worried. What's the problem? What could it be? Because the child cannot speak. They have this love for the child. As the child is growing up, they are taking care of the child. Every single day, they are feeding the child. Whatever it may be, my dear viewers of Ramadan, they are always taking care of this child. In fact, so much so, they don't know the child. They don't know what the future of the child will be, how the child will be, whether the child will respect the parents or not. But it shows the love which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instills within the parents for the child. But you don't even know them, you've never spoken to them, there's nothing you know of the child. But yet there's this huge love you possess for a child, naturally. As soon as the child is born, you know, the child may be dirty, but you happily pick that child up. You happily pick that child up, and that child means the world to you. When you have a child, that child means the world to you. And this child grows. This child grows up. It begins to sit up and then stand up and crawl and walk, my dear viewers. I think the standing up comes after the crawling. But whatever it may be, walk, and then before you know it, the child is running away from you. Allahu Akbar. The child is running away from you. And then the child will go to school or whatever it may be. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Mandani channel, this same child, you're seeing every single stage of this child, whether it's finishing from school, going to college, or, you know, whatever may be happening. And amongst the greatest occasions of a person's life is their marriage. Is their marriage. So now this same child you have seen nearly every single day of your life. You have looked after and cared for nearly every single day of your life. Is now going to be married. And for those who have daughters, then it is even more emotional. Why is it even more emotional? The reason being, because those daughters are going to be leaving. This is mostly the case as it happens, is that the daughter is now going to be leaving you and moving to somebody else's house. And this is really beautiful, because if you think about it, my dear viewers, That daughter, and this is why some people suddenly they look down on daughters. This is no reason to, you know, look down or be sudden when a daughter is born. But no, alhamdulillah, our deen teaches us that when a daughter is born, you are happy too. And you know, we have been taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you are to give the daughter a good upbringing, then you are going to Jannah. Jannah becomes necessary upon such a person. Allahu Akbar, who cares for, who loves their daughters. And it's even more emotional when a person has a daughter. Why? Because you are doing everything for that daughter. Everything. You are caring for that daughter. You are giving that daughter a good upbringing. And when the time comes for her marriage, she's not going to be with you. You are going to be handing this daughter over. Well, it's not handing it over as if it's just normal duties. You are going to be giving this daughter away. Giving her hand away in marriage to another person. Sometimes it could be somebody you know, sometimes it could be somebody you don't know. But you are sending away your daughter. You are saying goodbye to your daughter. She's now no longer going to be living with you. And yes, although you're going to see her later, but yet this is something which is like, and it's very emotional. And to be honest, I've never experienced it, but maybe Allah Ta'ala will grant me, inshallah, the opportunity to one day experience that. But I've seen it in others, that, you know, they are crying, and sometimes I'm amazed. I'm like, wow, okay, you know, it's all right, she'll come back tomorrow. She'll come back after a few weeks. But this is not something a person, until they have gone through that situation where they can truly understand. So that's with the daughter, but with the son too. That this son of mine, who I have cared for, I have taken care of, and now he is going to be married. So this is huge for parents. But my dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are many things, there are many things we need to think about before our children are married. There are many things, my dear viewers. And inshallah, we shall be touching upon some of these many things. First, let's move to our daily reminder. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
News of Madani Channel, this is a beautiful ayah of Quran, such a beautiful glad tiding for the believers. It is about the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and a great hope for the believers. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in the Quran, say you, O beloved, O my slaves, all Muslims are truly the slaves of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who have committed excess against their own souls by committing sins, do not lose hope in Allah's mercy. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, He only is the oft forgiving, the most merciful. So respected viewers of Madani Channel, we should never be despair of the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We should never be hopeless from the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. No matter how many grave sins we have done, we should still come back to the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Seek forgiveness. He is Rahman, He is Rahim, He is kind, He is compassionate, He is merciful. He will forgive our sins, inshaAllah azza wa jal. And this is the message from Quran. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah, that was our daily reminder. My dear viewers, speaking about marriage. So yes, parents, they play a huge role. And the first thing is identifying somebody, looking. Now, firstly, the question arises that do parents need to look for somebody for their daughter or son to be married to? Or is it the person themselves? Now this is a huge dilemma, a huge problem we are facing in this day and age. The reason being is, you know, we go through different phases, don't we? So there was this phase where suddenly, and this is something which is contrary to Islam, that people, they would force their own children to marry whoever they wished according to their own will. So they would say that you have to their own child, you have to marry this nephew of mine or this cousin of mine or this relative's daughter or son or whatever it may be. They would force them. Force marriages. This is something which possibly still is, but not as much as it used to be. Was a huge problem. Now this is wrong, no. Forced marriages, my dear viewers, this is something which is not permitted. You're not allowed to coerce somebody to get married to whoever you wish. So their happiness is very, very important. It's needed, it's required. Their satisfaction, they themselves to be happy with the marriage. And remember, because today you are forcing them to be married. Now tomorrow you may not be there, and then what will happen? Tomorrow they will have some sort of argument, then what will happen? We shouldn't, and sometimes, and really, sadly, sometimes one person, you know, parents, they are forcing their son or daughter to be married. And sometimes due to this, yes, just out of, or it may be because emotional blackmail, as they would say. You know, that the mother or father says, or, you know, if you don't marry this person, then I'm not going to talk to you no more, or I don't want to know you no more, or I'm crying, or this is what's going to happen. With emotion, they try to use their emotion. Emotional blackmail. And they'll say to the child, if you don't marry, then such and such. And the child thinks, oh, okay, it's my parents asking me. And okay, then if you say so, I'll marry such a person. But they're not happy with this. And then they do go and marry that person. And they still remain unhappy. And so many a time, not just sometimes, many a time, due to this, they turn into depression. Sometimes even suicidal, sadly, all of these other things, it leads to no money viewers. This is wrong. This is one wrong. But then we're going to another phase. What's the second phase? The second phase is that I'm not forcing my children to marry. You know, they can marry whoever they wish. Okay, this is good. But then I'm not going to meddle in it whatsoever. I'm not going to do nothing. Meddle has a quite a negative connotation to it. So I think meddles are wrong. I'm not going to involve myself within it. Let them do whatever they want. Choose for themselves, nothing. This too is also problematic. Very, very problematic. There's a middle form. There's always extremes, isn't there? This is in fact an extreme. This is an extreme too. And it's just as bad as the first, or sometimes the first, you know, later they think, oh yes, alhamdulillah, I'm happy with my marriage. Yes, sometimes maybe they were forced into being married, and sometimes they end up being happy in their marriage. Allahu alam as to what the, you know, I don't know, no figures or ratio as to, you know, after having been forced to marry, who is happy, who is not. Allahu alam, Allah ta'ala knows best. But there are many problems, and this is something which is against Islam. We shouldn't force anybody to marry. But now, just as bad as this, so sometimes even worse, is not involving yourself whatsoever in your child's marriage. And why is this such a problem, my dear viewers of Muslim Shalom? The reason why this is such a problem is because now due to this, I'm not going to tell my son or daughter to get married. I'm going to leave it to them. They could look for whoever they may wish, you know, and they could marry anybody they wish. Now, it may be that your son, he has reached some age, 20, 25, 30. Your daughter has reached this age, 20, 25, 30, maybe 35. They are still not married. They've reached maybe 40. They are still not married. And yes, this is exactly what's happening. That people are now, you know, and they're not even marrying. And if they're not marrying, my dear viewers, what are they doing? They are possibly having bad, impermissible relationships with others. They're falling into sin. This is one thing. And many a time, they wish to be married. They do want to get married. But they think, who will I marry? They think, who can I get married to? They're looking for us, what we call rishtas. So this is what, I don't even know what language this is. It's possibly Urdu, a rishta. This is what we, in the Indian subcontinent, this is what it's known as. Meaning they're looking for a person, a suitor, somebody to get married to. Now, they're looking for somebody, and they're thinking, yes, I do need to, you know, if it's a girl, she's looking for a man. If it's a man, he's looking for a woman. So he'll possibly even ask around, ask friends, ask relatives, do you know anybody? You know, I wish to get married. This is my age. This is what I do. And so we're looking for others to get married to, but they cannot find nobody. Yet the parents, they know many individuals. They know many people and they are aware of their sons or daughters, a suitable a suitor, as you would call them, or a suitable, you know, somebody who could be their spouse for their own child, their husband or their wife. But they're not getting involved. Why? They think, no, we're going to be, you know, modern, or this is like, they used to be pre-modern, this is modern, and this is like post-modern. Allahu Akbar. Where they think, no, I'm not going to get involved, leave them, let them marry whoever they wish. And now due to this, they're not getting married, they're performing possibly so many sins, and it's leaving them to reach such an age where now it's becoming very, very difficult for them to get married. So sometimes it does happen that, you know, they become 30 years of age, 35, 40 years of age, where, you know, it is very difficult to get married. As I was saying that this is a second extreme. I'm not going to be involved whatsoever. So now the children, they're not being married. They can't be married. They can't find nobody to marry. No, this is a message for parents, a very important one for parents. A very important message that there is a middle way. And this middle way is that you have a child who is of marriageable age. You've spoken to the child that, you know, I think you should be married now. You know, I think it's time. What do you think? And do you agree? And the child may agree. Now, if the child was to agree that, yes, that's fine. You know, I'm happy to get married. Then, my dear viewers, you can give your, whether it be a son or daughter, you can give them some options. And you could say, look, I know I have a friend and she has a daughter. Or she has a son. And I think whenever I go to the house, I see the daughter and she has very, very good manners, characteristics. You know, she's acting in accordance. Her acts are in accordance to the deen, to the sharia. She's Islamic. She seems like a pious lady. She's beautiful, mashallah. Or even the son, you know, he's a handsome young lad and he does this or whatever he may do. But he's practicing, he prays his 5 daily salah. What do you think? I think this individual would be suitable for you. And most of the time when it's a daughter, I think it's the mother who speaks to the daughter. I may be wrong. But most of the time I think it's the mother who speaks to the daughter. And if it's the son, well, it's actually the mother who possibly speaks to the son too. I don't know, Allahu Alam. But sometimes maybe the father. But generally it's the mother who possibly does more. And why? The mother has always done more, hasn't she? Yes, it doesn't mean we're negating the importance and the greatness of a father. No, in no way whatsoever. You know, the father is your middle daughter, Jannah. And Jannah is at the feet of your mother. They're both deserving of respect, my dear viewers, inshallah. No doubt about it. Maybe because I was closer to my mother. And maybe because of that, I feel so. Allahu alam as to the reality. But my dear viewers of Madani Channel, in fact, well, just one thing I would like to mention before we do go to our daily hadith, inshallah, because very soon we shall be joined by our guest too. That please get, you know, this is people who have reached an age of marriage. Please get married ASAP and get married whilst your parents are alive. This is one piece of advice. Just in case I forget to give this advice later, I would say this. Because nothing is better than for you that when you get married, for your parents to be there. This is what I think. Why? Because when I got married, my mother was not present. My mother had left this world for the eternal abode. So I would say, and remember, this is another very important thing, is that this is something youngsters we need to understand. What is this? Is that parents are never truly satisfied until their children are married off. So sometimes we'll see that, you know, our mother or father is ill. Somebody is very, very ill. So much so that, you know, they're about to pass away. But what will they say? They'll say, son, please get married quickly. Or daughter, please get married quickly. And sometimes just before they pass away, they'll have marriages very quick. Why? Because there's always that feeling, oh, if only all of my children were married off, then I'm happy to leave this world. This is just something which they have. This is something which I've understood from, you know, a few different families. That they can truly, you know, go happily when they know their children have been married off, because they always have this worry on their mind of their children being married. This is something which Allahu A'lam as to what the reality is, my dear viewers. And inshallah, we shall very soon be joined by our guest. And he's a person who's much more experienced than myself, meaning in terms of age, in terms of years. So we'll see what he has to say about this. Let's first, inshallah, go to the daily hadith sharif. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Today we will be listening to a hadith which relates to the blessings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Rabi'a bin Ka'b Aslami radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, one day I helped the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam make wudu. Pleased, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me, Rabi'a, ask, you will be given for what you ask for. I replied, I ask you to keep me company in heaven. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam further asked, anything else? I replied, just this. In other words, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after seeking your closeness in Jannatul Firdaus, what is left in this world and the hereafter for me to ask for? After Sayyidina Rabi'a radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked for the closeness of the beloved and blessed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus and declined to ask for anything else, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, then help me by prostrating abundantly. In other words, we have granted you heaven, now keep offering nafl salah abundantly as gratitude. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this blessed hadith has refreshed our faith. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, the word ask uttered by the blessed tongue of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam without any restriction and limitation shows that he has complete authority given to him by Allah azza wa jal. He can give whatever and to whomever he wants. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa alihi wasallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Many viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, you are watching Rise and Shine. Yes, today we are speaking about marriage, and I said somebody more experienced than me, Allahu Akbar, is joining us. What do we mean by more experienced? MashaAllah, has brought a smile to his face. This is none other than our respected Abdul Hanan bhai. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Shahaz bhai, how are you? Okay.
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Abdul Hanan, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, mashallah. Abdul Hanan, I mentioned quite a few things. And one is that a problem we are having is, first it used to be forced marriages, so that's one extreme, that was one problem. But now it's not being involved at all whatsoever. That's another problem. Why? Because then your children are growing up, they are falling into sin. And also, as well as this, you know, many of them are not being married, although they wish to get married. So what I said was, and this is my opinion, that the middle way, the best of ways is for you and us is the practice. As is the practice too of the pious saints and even amongst the prophets. You know, somebody would come and recommend somebody to them. And then if they were to be happy, and they would say yes or no, or whatever it may be.
this is how marriage would come about. So what do you think? Isn't this the best way? That for parents to, yes, one thing, encourage them to get married and, you know, speak to them about it, be open with them, you know, is there anything, you know, are you already thinking, do you already have somebody in mind, is there something already there, or if not, then we have some options, and give them the options so that they can move forward and get married. What do you think, Abdul Hanan bhai?
Yes, Shabazz bhai, it's quite a vast topic here. Which way to take it, which angle to take it, because it's not just issues from one side. You know, you have a number of issues related to this. There's issues before marriage, there's issues when arranging for the marriage, then issues during the marriage, and, you know, then breaking
up. At this moment in time, Abdul Hanan, what I wish, because, you know, this is what we've been speaking about, so what I do wish to continue on is from the perspective of the parents, first making their minds to be married, and then what would you say an approach is?
Shabazz bhai, to be honest with you, this is a thing which the parents need to put into the child's mind from an early age, and, you know, and it's a constant. There should be a reminder of it. There should be, you know.
What do you mean by from an early age put this into their mind? What do you mean by this?
From childhood, I'm saying, you know, as they're growing up, as they become mature, you know, you need to tell them the marriage, this is a sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, the benefits of this, alhamdulillah. When we were kids, you know, we used to hear the phrase over and over again, marriage is half of iman, marriage is half of iman. And, you know, it was there telling us that how protective this is and how, you know, great this is to be married, and then it's protecting you, it's saving your iman. So this type of thinking, this type of focus, this type of mindset needs to be given. They need to know that how important marriage is. Then only they will understand the value of it, and they will want to go into it.
Is this how it is? Is it mostly that mothers speak to daughters and fathers to sons? Is this how it generally is? Have you reached this stage yet?
My kids for 15, the oldest going to be turning 16 in a few weeks time, I think. You mentioned to them as a joke, or I'm quite connected with my children, so I can freely speak to them. And I think that's how parents need to be. They need to be able to speak to their children quite freely, have a good understanding with them. It's very important. When that thing is not there, it all depends. Sometimes the mother could be more closer to the son, and it could be the other way around. And normally you'll find the father is more closer to the daughter. So it could be any direction. It's, alhamdulillah, I'm quite probably connect. My daughter's probably more connected towards me than my children. My sons are. So it all differs.
It does go both ways, doesn't it? I was closer to my own mother too. I was very very close to my mother. Mashallah. So yes, it does go both ways. So what would you say? How would you possibly, let's just say, first thing is to approach them. How would you approach them in regards to
my children? In regards to marriage, like I said, you need to start putting into their mind and giving them that mindset. You know, son, alhamdulillah, this is the way of our deen, that marriage is something which we need to adopt and we need to have. And same time, obviously, telling them the beauty of our deen, how our deen teaches us that, you know, to be pure, to be clean, and to do things in the right way. And, you know, when you will give them that mindset and you bring them up with that mindset, then they won't go towards sin. And, you know, then the level of understanding needs to be there with your children as well. You know, giving them the mindset, giving them a bit of freedom as well in the aspect of, you know, even having agreed upon, if you were to find them a rishta, to find them a partner, and if they deny it, and, you know, there should not be a form of upset. Oh no, he's denied me. And in the same way, the children needs to, you know, understand that the parents, when they do something for us, they always do things in our favor, in the betterment of us. So you need to have a bound from both sides, you know, a connection. Yeah. And inshallah, this will develop a group.
That's brilliant. Okay, I think the aspects, what we need to look for when our children are being married? Or even directly the person himself, what does a person need to look for when he's, you know, looking to get married?
You know, there's a very beautiful waqia Sheikh Tariqat Amir Sunnat Damat Barakatum Laliyah mentions regarding Sayyidina Sheikh Shah Karmani Rahmatullah Alayhi. And he, subhanAllah, it's so unique that he was from a lawyer, you know, from a royal family. Mm. And, you know, he left that to adopt piety. And then there will be proposals coming for his daughter from the king, from different kings. When these sort of proposals come, he didn't want his daughter to go into that sort of household, that sort of environment, because he knew what happened in the royal families and how sometimes pride and these sort of things overtake them. So he went in search of finding a pious person for his daughter. Mm-hmm. And when he went out in the search, he didn't go look in a wealthy area or a posh area. He went to the masajids. He went to different masjids to see if maybe there's someone who has piety, who has taqwa, who had fear of Allah in them, who performs salah. And he went looking in this aspect. And alhamdulillah, he went to a masjid and he found a man who was doing ibadat in a very beautiful way. And he asked him, he was a poor man, he asked him, do you want to get married? And the poor man replied, who would want to get married to me? He says, I will marry my daughter to you. He asked him, here's some money, take this and buy some perfume, buy some food, and then, you know, for the nikah. So he went. And when his daughter, Sheikh Karmani Rahmatullah, his daughter was married, when she came home, she saw a piece of bread in the room. And she asked that, you know, this piece of bread, what's it doing here? He says, I kept this from yesterday for opening the fast today. And she said, oh, take me home. The man said, you know, I knew that the Sheikh, such a big person's daughter, wouldn't marry a poor person like me. She turned around and she said, it's not because of that. It's because that your tawakkul upon Allah is weak. That Allah who will give sustenance yesterday, He will give to provide today. So, you know, alhamdulillah, she said to him that either the bread stays or I stay. This was the piety, you know, the pious people went to look for. And mashallah, there's two sides of this as well. One is the tarbiyah the Sheikh gave to his daughter as well. You know, so, you know, when we are looking for someone pious, also give tarbiyah to your children to become pious as well. And a lot of people nowadays, because of so much issues in society, people are looking for pious, partners for their daughters or their sons. But their own children are so lost, they're sort of away from deen. You know, try to make that match and then make it work.
Exactly. This is a big problem we have. Mashallah, it's good intentions. But you don't look for perfection if you yourself are not perfect. You know, because sadly, Abdul Hanama, this is the reality. You'll have some people say, oh no, that person, he needs to be like this, or she needs to be like this, she needs to be beautiful, she needs to have this, or he needs to have this job, or whatever it may be. And you think, wow, have you seen the state of this person themselves? And they're like, you know, they want the best of specimens, Allahu Akbar. It's shocking, really. Just think about it. You want somebody who's praying their five daily salah, they are, you know, acting in accordance to Sharia, etc. But how about yourself? Do you even pray one salah? And yes, it's good to have good intentions and you want somebody, one of the reasons, Abdul Hanan, why people do this is because they think, oh, you know, I wish to, you know, complete my deen. I wish to act upon my deen too. So maybe she or he will help me. So this is a good intention. That's brilliant. But don't let this deter you from getting married. No. Yes, you should look at Islam. This is the first thing you should look at. Hazrat Hassan Basri radiallahu ta'ala an, somebody came to him and said, look, I have a daughter, many people are proposing to her. Well, what do I need to look for? Who should I look for to marry my daughter? He says, look for somebody who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why somebody who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because if there's somebody that fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he loves her, generally he will love her anyway. If he does not like her, but yet due to his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will continue to respect and honor her. My dear viewers of Madinah, this is of utmost importance. And we return to looks. We find this, do not like, we sometimes we think that we try to be like, you say possibly non-Muslims, or you try to think, oh, this is how they live, so we should copy this. Or, but we find that even there's a huge disparity in age with them too. So it depends what a person is looking at. You should not look down at a person if they are older, meaning a woman is older and the man is younger. It doesn't mean that they cannot marry. No, there's nothing stopping them from being married. Secondly, if that person is a divorcee, if they've been divorced, if this is what we think, it doesn't matter about a man, does it, Abdul Hanan bhai? If a man was married and then he's divorced, nobody really cares. But why is it that it's such a problem when a lady was married and then she's divorced? Abdul Hanan bhai, why is this such a problem for people? Or if they have children?
Again, this is, not having the true understanding of our deen, having the true understanding of Sharia and the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is when people begin to think like this. Alhamdulillah, if you look at the life of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there was not a single fault in the life of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Everything was perfect with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with his decisions. So if one was to believe in Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this way, that will be enough for us to learn from this and adopt this in our lives.
MashaAllah. Jazakallahu khaira for all of your time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Please do take care of yourself and especially shower his immense rahmat and mercy upon your household. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Maria viewers of Mother Child, please do remember that one thing, you shouldn't force your children. This is because we're looking at it from the perspective of parents as of yet. So don't force your children to marry against their own will. Secondly, don't completely abandon them. Don't completely abandon them. In fact, sometimes what happens is that it may be a daughter, it may be a son. They wish to marry somebody and you're not happy, the parents are not happy with that marriage. So then that child may run away. And what will happen, this doesn't solve the problem, does it? It just causes more problems. That now they've run away from home, and it could be that same son, or most of the time it affects possibly the daughters even more. That now the daughter has run away from the house. She has abandoned, she's left her parents. In a way, the parents have abandoned her, if you were to think about it. The parents have abandoned her. Or they've even kicked her out of the house or said, okay, leave here, you're not my daughter no more. These are the sort of things they will say. You know, I'm disowning you, Allahu Akbar. And that daughter has gone off, that daughter has now gone and married somebody. And maybe that marriage didn't work out. She made a mistake. You were advising her that this person is not the person to marry. But sometimes we need to have this good relationship with them, that they listen to our words, that we are able to explain things to them, you know, in a good manner for them to be able to understand. It has not worked out for them. And now the parents are not allowing her to come back to the household. What is she going to do? As we said, fall into sins or commit more wrongdoing, or now she doesn't have a place to stay. And then Allahu Akbar, what could come over such a person? My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we must be forgiving. We must be loving. There must be a good relationship between us and our children, so that when a difficult incident does come about, yes, maybe you're right, that person isn't a good individual for your own child to be marrying them. But why not explain this to them? Why not explain this to them? And remember, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, that these other reasons we have, they're typical. Honestly, they are typical, they are wrong, they are bad. It doesn't mean that if your son is going to be married, more of the demands are from the daughter for some reason. It does be the other way around too, that there are many demands of the male figure too, of the husband too. But sadly, there are just so many demands from the soon-to-be wife. that she must be beautiful, she must be Islamic, she must have, sometimes it's a good job or not, you know, it doesn't really matter, because she'll be living at home or whatever it may be. She must be of this age. You know, there's just so many demands. Whereas look at your own child, or look at the son, look at the husband. There's just one, yes, he has a good job, he's able to take care of her. That's all. Allahu Akbar, no madi views of Madan Shalom. We should look at things properly. Don't think, oh no, that girl's older than the boy. This is a big problem too. These are the sort of things which are destroying and messing up our societies. Forced marriages, all of these things. Please do refrain from this. We are running out of time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. All those who do intend to be married very, very soon, there's so much to learn. Please do go and learn about marriage. Those who are thinking of having their children married off, please do think about the things which have been mentioned today. Inshallah, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you all happiness and success, especially those who are going to be married. That's all for now. Inshallah, we shall be returning, continue to recite the Durood Sharif, and inshallah we shall see more rise and shine tomorrow. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.